Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do people homeschool their kids? What are some of the resources available to homeschoolers? Let's go in depth with Scott Bailey, president of the Network of Iowa Christian Home Educators, and Stephanie Bailey, former nurse and homeschooling mom from Pella. So tell me about Homeschool Iowa.
This is the state organization that helps parents across the state understand what the state laws are and how they can begin homeschooling. It also aids them with resources at an annual conference each year in Des Moines so that they can do this all the way through high school.
So a resource base?
Yes.
Primarily. Does it provide curriculum?
No, but we bring 100 vendors who sell curriculum, and we have public educators that come at our annual conference in Des Moines, and they can get their annual education credits. It's approved by the Heartland Association. So we have a great reputation in the state, not only within homeschooling, but with the government schools as well, for providing an excellent conference and resources.
We also have a legislative side that NICH is involved in helping watch legislation every year when Congress is in session here at the state, watching for bills that might pose a bit of a threat to the freedoms that home educators enjoy here in the state, and alerting home educators to those bills so that they can respond to their legislators accordingly.
I see a NICH is...
The Network of Iowa Christian Home Educators.
Okay. All right. And so are those two different organizations? They're related?
It's one organization, and we put out three times a year periodical that's free to the public called Homeschool Iowa, and that is our website, homeschooliowa.org.
Okay. That's a little confusing. NICH and Homeschool. Okay. So Homeschool Iowa is the website. NICH is the organization.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That helps us out a little bit. Why do people homeschool?
Well, we can start with our own reasons. For my wife and I, we wanted to be able to give oversight to our children in the younger ages. I remember James Dobson on Focus on the Family talking about up through age 8 was such a critical emotional development period. And so when we began, we wanted to protect them and have an environment where we were giving oversight through age 8. But things changed after age 8, and we ended up going all the way through high school, and our oldest even did his first year of college as an independent study student working full-time at Vermeer as a welder. So you can do this almost through college.
And when you ask in general about why people home educate, according to the National Home Education Research Institute, the most common reasons for people to choose to home educate are they would like to customize the curriculum and learning environment of each child. They'd like to accomplish more academically than in the schools. They would like to enhance family relationships between children and parents and among siblings. Provide guided and reasoned social interactions with youthful peers and adults, and teach and impart a particular set of values, beliefs, and worldview to children and youth.
I'd like to go back and tell you just a brief example from our own experience. We lived in Chelmsford, Massachusetts in 93. That's when my wife was beginning to investigate homeschooling. And there was national TV coverage of teaching in the schools that the parents were upset about with sex education. They were doing mommy and mommy, daddy and daddy type stuff, education there. And the parents were frankly not allowed in the school building to even monitor it or to see what was happening. And we didn't want our kids to be influenced by that. We believe in the biblical definition of marriage as one man and one woman. And that was really one of the first reasons why we said we have to find another option because it's not going well. That was 20 years ago.
Right.
And things are actually quite worse, especially in the larger cities. And you would think less so in rural communities like Pella, Iowa, where we've had a strong school system.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with homeschool educators Scott Bailey and Stephanie Bailey.
You know, another story I'd like to tell you briefly is at the Iowa State Capitol talking to our representative, and he covers the town of Pella, and he would always go for counsel by the superintendent of the public school systems when any educational bill came up. And he asked, why is the Pella school system so good? And the superintendent's answer was, because of the Christian school competition. We can't afford to have a bad product. So although I think things are different in small town America, especially because of Christian school competition, largely the public school system has failed academically and has departed from a biblical norm that had been part of our country. And those are two important reasons why we need better options in education, and why a lot of parents in the state of Iowa are looking to do homeschooling themselves.
Now, what about the public schools having to deal with a diverse variety of students out there, including those of different faiths? So public schools has to recognize a broader audience than the homeschool or a Christian school.
Exactly. Right. And that's why we have the results that we do. They are secular humanists in their philosophy. Said differently, they can't justify any religion being a part of the school curriculum, especially Christianity, which is our heritage. So they've gone away from it. But what do you have to replace it? If you don't believe that God is the creator and that his rule of morality exists and that there are absolute truths, then all you have left are people to make up their own minds of right and wrong. And I believe that's what's contributed to what we have in our public school. And frankly, we are vastly far behind the rest of the industrialized nations on the continent, I should say on the globe. And that's evidenced by our own government's reports when there are audits done on how well our students are doing in math and science. And say in high school, we rank like 17th. But if you ask the students, how well do you think you're doing in math versus other countries, they have one of the highest levels of confidence that they're actually doing better. So they don't even know that they're doing poorly. And this has been well documented recently in a documentary called Waiting for Superman. And just months ago, it was in Redbox. It's current. As a matter of fact, it's in the Pella Library because I asked them to get it. And it documents the absolute failure of the public school system. And, of course, they're promoting charter schools, and we need to allow for other options for education. But I'd point to it as a reason for homeschoolers also, or those that would consider homeschooling, to look at the result of what's happening in the public school sphere and consider what your other options are. Lastly, just to ground you in what the decision-making is in Iowa, 91% of parents send their kids through the public school. 6% of parents send their kids through private school. And 3% of parents homeschool. And the homeschooling is growing incredibly fast. If you look just a few years ago, we have quadrupled just in recent years.
Now let's step back just for a minute. You aren't talking, your concerns aren't specifically with the Pella school districts. It's about districts in general and public schools in general.
Correct.
Well, it is, but it reaches increasingly down into Pella and other rural schools. So I can't say that it's divorced. But what's happening is the control of the local schools has gone away from the local school board, gone away, at least trending away from state, and is largely influenced by federal. And they're spending, we as a nation are spending $10,000 per student per year, and Iowa is right at that average. And two-thirds of that comes from the state and the other third from the federal government. But if that whole top-down oversight from the federal level is negatively impacting our state and is negatively impacting our local school board. So although we have well-intentioned people who are capable of teaching our children and administering the school system, they are under a system that is crushing them, and I believe that they're losing the battle.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with homeschool educators Scott Bailey and Stephanie Bailey. Stephanie, you're the one that's at home doing the educating, and I'm sure, Scott, you're helping as well, but you're most of the time at home, aren't you?
Right, yes.
Okay, and you were trained as a nurse, right?
Yes.
Was that hard to leave your career or set it aside for these years?
It wasn't really. I had always wanted to, once we had children, primarily be at home. I worked part-time when our first two were born. And I definitely enjoyed nursing, worked at a teaching hospital in Boston for 10 years on a cardiac floor, learned a lot, but truly I wanted to be at home raising our children, and that was the most valuable thing in my mind. So I see nothing more important to do with my life and my time than to raise the next generation.
And so how many kids have you passed through school? How many still are in your home school?
We have two that have graduated from high school, and we have two high school students still at home that we're teaching, two sons at home.
How do you get the knowledge to teach? I've forgotten so much math.
Yeah.
I've forgotten so much history, so much of everything I've
forgotten. Definitely.
It would be hard, to, and I know it must be hard to do, but how do you learn what you need to learn to teach?
A very good question. You learn more than you've ever learned in your life by being a home educating parent, which is one benefit, I think, of being a homeschooled mom or dad. But there is a vast amount of curriculum and support out there. It has just grown. I mean, over the past 20 years that we have homeschooled, what is available to us has multiplied many times over. One of the most common questions is things like, well, what about higher level math? Many of us weren't that strong in that. There are online programs that children can take. There are video programs that they can view in the home with an actual teacher that's teaching them the content, and then the lessons that, you know, I can correct, but solution manuals. There's just so much available at your fingertips anymore that really help you through the process wherever you're weak. There's also cooperative teaching that happens a lot within the homeschool community. Many support groups offer classes weekly for children taught by parents that might have a real strength in either science or math or history. And in Iowa, children can also dual enroll in the school system. We do know many families dual enroll in like a higher level math or literature program at the high school level, and that's available.
So if you just want your child to go in for calculus, you know,
yes,
at 11 o'clock every day,
they can do that. Mm-hmm.
Or the local colleges, you can, as a citizen in town, you can audit any of the college courses that are there and receive the full benefit of that instruction, the grading and response. What you don't get is a credit for doing so. But for, you know, a fraction of the cost, you can get college-level teaching. And that's what our oldest son did.
Yeah.
He took calculus and physics at Central.
I think some of the beauty also of being able to home educate, your children do learn to become somewhat of an independent learner as they get older and into the high school years. Definitely our older children did a lot of problem solving and learning themselves with what was out there, finding online tutorial services that are free if you're having a problem with a concept in your chemistry book. We actually had them also calling teachers locally that they knew that were friends if they had a particular question in calculus, and would go over and just go through the problem with a teacher that would help them. So, or a friend that was an engineer who knew math well.
Or the author of the textbook.
Yeah.
We had our son on two occasions contact the author of a math textbook, and they admitted he found an error and thanked him for bringing it to their attention.
Right.
And it seems like one of the advantages to me is that there's no grades. You can progress at your level. We don't have a sophomore ready to graduate, ready to be done and in college, just waiting to put in his or her last couple of years.
You can definitely go at the pace of the student in the subject matter.
And, well, our last two boys, the youngest of the four with the third oldest, they work together at the same pace almost. So, you know, the one is a year and a half to 2 years in some subjects ahead as he's trying to keep up with his older brother.
And if they're done early, there's a lot of options, not necessarily jumping into college if a student isn't ready, maybe socially, emotionally, for that jump, where they can start taking advanced placement exams and getting college credit while still at home, whether it be through online advanced placement courses or studying themselves through test books that prepare them for the CLEP or AP exams, and can go into college. Many students go into college with a year to 2 years of credit already gained.
Well, I'd like to add to that. One of the benefits of being able to progress fast in homeschooling is you also have the flexibility to actually go slower. And so we had our children start businesses, like a lawn care landscaping business, and stretch their senior year into 2 years. And actually that was quite helpful for Joe when he went on to college afterwards, because he had a resume where he already had some experience with his own business. So it's nice that you can throw in entrepreneurship. You do all kinds of field trips that are fun, exploring all the different businesses in town and through Des Moines.
And
very
definitely
flexible.
Focusing on the child's strengths and interests, you know, you definitely have that freedom more in home education than you can in a traditional school setting.
Well, and Peter's an example of that. One of our sons is a senior this year. He just loves automotives and farm equipment. And so he has spent so many hours tearing apart engines and rebuilding them and helping other people, doing research online and going to talk to other mechanics of an older vehicle. Or even the auto parts store here on the square. They know him well. So he actually is doing the equivalent of shop and beyond shop, all on his own initiative, and homeschooling gives him the flexibility to do that.
Now, getting into college for homeschoolers, I understand that's an issue that's gone away. It's not. It used to be a difficulty, but no more, correct?
Correct. Most of the major colleges have all accepted home education, had home educated students, Ivy League schools, and actually there are many colleges that recruit homeschool students. We've been told by some schools that have advertised in our publication that they seek out homeschool students because they are more likely to complete their program, their college program. They tend to stay with it and not drop out more than the average student. So, yeah, they have had no problem at this point getting into colleges.
Well, I'd like to confirm that with the board member of Cedarville University, Lauren Schomburg. He personally told our board that the matriculation to graduation rate for homeschoolers is the highest of any class of people, and they were aggressively recruiting homeschoolers and had some 18% of their student body were homeschooled. But we only have 2 to 3% of the population that's homeschooled.
Any words of advice for parents that are considering homeschooling?
You can do it. You know, the most common question or response that we get when we talk to people about you homeschool, they say, oh, well, that is great. I'm so happy for you. I could never do that. It's almost universally the answer. I could never do that. But in fact, they can. And there has been research about the academic achievement level of parents compared to the academic achievement level of homeschooled students. And there's virtually no correlation between the achievement of the parents and the achievement of the students, so that the result of a parent who has a graduate or undergraduate degree or a high school degree or didn't even finish high school, they're getting nearly the same results with their students, and their students are scoring upwards of 30 percentile points higher than the average student in standardized testing.
Yeah, and for those who are interested in homeschooling and would like more information, they should check out our website at homeschooliowa.org. That is homeschooliowa.org.
There's all kinds of great resource information on there. It tells you about what the state laws are, what your options are for home educating, supervising teacher contacts, who are the local support groups in your community who also do homeschooling that you could tap into, as well as the other resources that NICH offers, which is an annual conference each year in June, a graduation ceremony, our day at the Capitol, where last year we had 1,000 people come to the Capitol building and we taught them how to call out their legislator. And the people at the Capitol tell us it's the most orderly, friendly group of people and the largest interest group of any that come to the Capitol in Iowa. So we have a very active group of homeschools across the state.
Thanks to Scott Bailey and Stephanie Bailey for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.